the Old Craft Music Hall, friends, cutting out by shortwave for spots all over the world where our men and women in uniform are making history. Speaking of women in uniform, soldiers back from North Africa have nothing but admiration and praise for the work and the courage of the officers and enlisted personnel of the Women's Army Corps, the WAC. As fast as they can be trained, women of the WAC are relieving soldiers for active duty. Originally planned as a corps of 25,000, the WAC now wants 200,000, which shows you how valuable the Army thinks the gals are. Talking to a colonel the other day, and he told me how happy he was to see some knob-knuckled staff sergeant who took all day to type a report freed to fire a bazooka while an efficient member of the WAC took over his portable. The WAC just doesn't handle the Army's typing. Members of the WAC are trained in 155 different types of Army work, all the way from Air Force to X-ray. Members of the WAC learn trades and careers that'll serve them well beyond the duration in 6 months. And when it's all over, members of the WAC can say proudly that they wore the uniform of the United States Army in the war for the survival of freedom. They wear the Army uniform, they get the Army pay, and every officer in the WAC comes up through the ranks the hard way. There's no finer way to serve your country. So if you're not now working in a war plant, if you're 20 to 50 years of age, with no children under 14, and you want to help our men to victory and speed them back, join the WAC. It's easy to do at any WAC recruiting office. Or write the Women's Army Corps, Washington, D.C., for a booklet that'll give you all the dope you need.